Good morning. An Alberta Clipper is moving through interior New York and New England early on this Friday morning and producing a general light snow. The wind has increased out ahead of the Clipper from the south and gusting over 15 to 20 miles per hour, and that's whipping the snow around and also lowering visibility. With temperatures mainly in the teens, the snow is sticking and making for some slippery travel for the morning drive. The Clipper will sweep on through during the morning, and the snow will wind down after the drive is over from west to east across the region, with improving weather conditions later this morning and especially this afternoon, and even a return to some sunshine. The wind, however, will persist, and even as temperatures climb into the lower to mid-20s for highs, wind chill values will be between 0 and 15 above. Skies will be partly cloudy as high pressure builds in tonight. It'll still be quite windy and cold with temperatures 0 to 10 above in most places. For the day tomorrow, with that high pressure center in control, it'll be mostly sunny but still very cold and still brisk with highs in the teens to around 20 and wind chill values 0 to 10 above. Finally, some improving weather on Sunday as the Arctic air loosens its grip a bit. It'll be dry, although clouds will thicken up during the day, and temperatures will reach into the upper 20s. A disturbance from the Tennessee Valley will head our way for the day on Monday. Skies will be cloudy with a round of light snow, not a major storm, as highs approach 30. Behind that system, more Arctic air will flow in for the middle of next week, and despite mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, highs again will be back down to around 20 degrees with lower wind chills. A quiet stretch into Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds mid-20s and the chance for more light snow on Thursday with highs approaching 30 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while the Arctic cold has eased a bit in the deep south, the Great Lakes, Midwest, and Northern Plains are still under a wind chill advisory. In parts of Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, North Dakota, and South Dakota, daytime high temperatures will be in the single digits or even below zero. This will be 20 to 30 degrees colder than normal. Wind chill values in these areas will be in the 25 to 40 below range. The Arctic air, flowing over the relatively warmer waters of the Great Lakes, is producing a lot of lake effect snow. A winter storm warning is in effect for western Michigan, downwind of Lake Michigan, for 8 to 12 inches of snow. Downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario in western and central New York, lake effect snow warnings are in effect for as much as 2 to 3 feet of snow out south of Buffalo and 3 to 5 feet of snow near Watertown and for the Tug Hill Plateau. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Owen Roberts Airport in the Cayman Islands at 5 p.m. Eastern Time back on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Campia Turzil, Romania, at 5 a.m. yesterday morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in light snow, blowing snow and fog, 9 below zero with a west-southwest wind at 71 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow, 16 degrees, the dew point 10, 77% relative humidity, a south wind at 14 gusting to 22 with a wind chill 2 above zero, and the barometer at 29.90 inches, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 38 below zero at Estcourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow showers, then mostly sunny and windy, near 30. Boston, mostly cloudy and windy, with snow showers, near 30. And in Buffalo, windy, with snow and blowing snow, and highs near 20 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 20 degrees, the low, 6 below zero. The average temperature, 7 above, that's 15 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 2.1 inches for the month, that's 2.3 inches below average, and 26.6 inches for the season, which is 5.7 inches above average. There were 58 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 341, that's 6 above normal, and 2,614 for the season, which is 256 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high 62 set in 2008 and the record low 20 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:40 p.m. 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Light snow and blowing snow this morning, then increasing sunshine and windy this afternoon, highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with snow in the western Adirondacks tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, light snow and blowing snow this morning, then increasing sun and windy this afternoon with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, light snow and blowing snow this morning, then some sun and windy this afternoon with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy, windy with snow showers tonight around 5 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, light snow and blowing snow this morning, then increasing sunshine and windy this afternoon with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 5 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Light snow and blowing snow this morning, then increasing sun and windy this afternoon with highs in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold in the upper teens to around 20. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday in the upper 20s. Chance of light snow Monday with highs around 30. Mostly sunny, breezy, and colder Tuesday, lower 20s. A mix of sun and clouds mid-20s on Wednesday. And another chance of snow Thursday with highs around 30 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.